Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Karsh and Scott Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Just a reminder, you can get the Karsh and Anderson podcast downloaded on Apple, iTunes, or Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. Best segments from each show get uploaded every day, available immediately after said program. You can watch the show on Twitch. They stream live, cameras in studio. Go to twitch.tv and search up 97.1 The Ticket. Generally, people make fun of what I wear or what I'm eating and laugh with Gator and get to see Kang. So check it out, twitch.tv. Also, the Odyssey app where you can stream the show anywhere. AUDACY. Download it today for your mobile device. Take the show anywhere with you. All right, feedback, which texts come in, a lot of them. I'm okay with Jared Goff at quarterback as long as the wide receivers we acquire are 6'5 or taller. That's from Marvin. I'm 100% okay with Goff being a quarterback. In fact, I prefer that. I don't think he got a fair shake last year. No receivers, first-year head coach, bad team. I believe he can be a Jimmy G type for our scheme. One more year, prove it. Unnamed texter, draft Chris Olave with a second first-rounder, then draft C.J. Stroud next year so we create Burrow Chase 2.0. I'm not an Olave fan. I like Garrett Wilson, love Smith and Jigba, but, look, getting C.J. Stroud next year, getting Bryce Young next year, they might have to go all in for their guy, and especially if they have a good offseason this year and build a decent football team, then go all in for your guy to get your quarterback for the future next year. I'll just say this about Goff is it's amazing to me, again, how time changes things, but in midseason, 10 games in, 11 games in, this wasn't a discussion. Strong finish, this became a bit of a discussion. I don't think anybody's fooled. But I think here's what we can do now. We don't have to force a quarterback in the draft. It doesn't have to be done. You don't have to – got to get a quarterback now.
Right.
That luxury that they now have a little bit of more leeway.
And I don't think we're changing a narrative based on this upcoming draft and seeing that the quarterbacks don't look like they're terribly promising. Like there's not somebody that everybody's saying – number one pick overall. I think it's the result of this conclusion is just based on what we saw this past season. More importantly, what we saw the second half of the season from Goff and his team.
I would like to caution anyone that is all in on Goff because of the last half of the year. He was better for sure than the first half, right? We can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. This guy might be somewhere in between. You know, just recency bias, a lot of times we just, the last thing we saw is what we think we know, but other teams are going to get better as well. We hope Goff got better because the surroundings got better. He got more comfortable with the system and all that. But it's not like he's all of a sudden going to turn to, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Joe Montana or Tom Brady or something like that. I think we know that Goff is maybe what we thought he was in the beginning, a bridge gap quarterback. He's not horrific like he was the first half, but he also isn't better than the stat-wise you named off. He was better than the Kyler Murray, all these other quarterbacks, right? He's not. I don't want people to just all of a sudden because he played well, he's the next guy. He's for sure our quarterback. It's probably somewhere in between. I still want a quarterback. I don't force one, like you guys said. If there's one there that you love, that you really think that could be, you know, the franchise quarterback of this team, take him. If not, we have Jared Goff. It's not a force.
If there's a net from this conversation, like a takeaway that we hope everybody has, it's that. It's that it doesn't need to be expedited because of the season the quarterback had.
Right, and I think that's the opinion that we share right now. Now, once they get to Senior Bowl practices and seeing what the reports have come out of that, I'd be interested to see if our opinion changes at all based on what the reports are. Like, if people come out and say, oh my God, I can't believe what an accurate and strong arm Sam Howell has, or something like that, right?
Right.
The way he was able to pick up the offense and instruction from the coaches and take it to the field really is a testament to how good he is and his high football IQ and working with better players than what he had to work with in North Carolina. You know, something like that. If you start hearing things like that, that might change your opinion a little bit.
All right, 248-539-9797. I got a question, Gator.
I hope I have answers.
Well, look, last night, one of our guys went out and had one of the best seasons in the history of the league, and that is Cade Cunningham.
Best nights.
Best rookie stat line ever. One of the best nights. Sorry, did I say best seasons? Yeah. Best nights in the history of the league. And he put up a stat line that basically he now shares with Michael Jordan. And, you know, I don't want to get carried away, but I do have a question. Where have all you Jalen Green people gone now?
Oh, boy.
Cade Cunningham, the last 2 months for the Pistons, has averaged 17.9 points per game. He's shooting 39% from three, averaging 6 assists per game. Jalen Green is averaging 13 points a game, shooting 24% from three, and he has 1.8 assists per game. Now, look, circle back to another critical time, because I just took a two-month snapshot, and that's, you know, 2 months midway through their rookie year, as they're both getting more comfortable. Cade Cunningham is proving to be way ahead of Jalen Green. We can compare that, or we can compare both of their first games in summer league, where the next day we took calls for a long period of time telling us what a bust Cade Cunningham was and they should have taken Jalen Green. And you know what? I don't even want to call this two-month stretch evidence that Cade Cunningham is better than Jalen Green. I'm uncomfortable doing it because it's a quick, and relatively small snapshot in time. But it's not nearly as small as one summer league game was. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I think Jalen Green might be good. I think he might be very good. I suspect he will be. I couldn't believe the calls we took one day after the first game of the summer league, where, if you recall correctly, they took the camera into the Pistons huddle, and who was coaching them? Who's coaching the Pistons?
Sam Mangundy.
This past offseason?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant build the freaking wall thing.
No, I don't remember who was coaching. They took the some former player. And they took the camera in there, and it was late in the game, and he was diagramming a play, and he said, drive inside the arc and then just try and kick it out. All right, are we good? All right, cool. That was their play. Ken, can you foul out of a summer league game?
No, you cannot. Unlimited fouls.
I mean, right?
It's my kind of league.
That was enough for people to call Jalen Green should have been the pick, and Cade Cunningham was a bust. And we sat here kind of quietly and just watched and monitored and just finally decided, after last night, we got to bring it up again. Where is the Jalen Green crowd now?
Well, where is any crowd? I mean, right now, Cade Cunningham is leading all rookies in scoring with 16.2 points a game. Second is Franz Wagner at 15.4, and third is Evan Mobley at 15.0. You bring up Jalen Green, he's at 14.2. Jalen Green's shooting 29% from three-point land.
Last 2 months, it's 39.
And 37% from the field. Cade Cunningham shooting 41% from the field, which isn't great, but he's been improving a lot over the last month, and he's shooting 34% from three-point land. Cade Cunningham is the last, whatever it is, month, 5 weeks, he's really picked up his game. His shooting percentage has gone up, and he's become more of a leader on the floor. You'd like him to cut down on turnovers, but that'll happen over time. He is a complete, he's as advertised. He's not spectacular, but his, you know, his basement is pretty high. Even if his ceiling may not be sky high, he's at this level right now where he's playing very, very well, and you can expect him to play better without doing it in spectacular fashion. Even though a stat line like last night when he scored 34 points and 8 rebounds and 8 assists and 4 blocks, that's kind of spectacular. But he didn't shoot a free throw. So what happens if he starts to, you know, blossom here, average over 20 points a game? Will the referees take notice? This is something he brought up on the broadcast last night on TV after the game. I think it was Greg Kelsey that he said he's not even getting the calls yet.
Yeah. Not even getting the superstar treatment.
Yeah.
I think actually he can be spectacular, and I think the reason why people don't think that maybe as much is because he's not super athletic, and we knew this going in. He wasn't the guy who's going to, you know, run the fastest down the court, jump out the building. He's just got great basketball skills. He's got great basketball IQ. He's a leader. He's got great demeanor. He just turned 20 last year. I love Cade Cunningham. I said it before, and I'll say it again. He reminds me so much of, like, Grant Hill, and I hope he's Grant Hill, except without the injury. Right. So I hope he's Grant Hill without being Grant Hill, right, Doug?
Yes.
He has a chance to be one of the faces of this league, and they have to win. They have to surround him. I get all that, you know, but I think in a couple years, if they become more competitive, start making playoffs, I think he's one of those guys that you put in this may be shooting for the stars, but when you're the number one overall pick, I think you can. The guys up there with John Morant, Donovan Mitchell, the future faces of this league. I think Pistons have something so good here. They cannot mess this up. They got to help them.
Before the draft, we talked about strong feelings that it was Cade. It was before the lottery. Cade number one, significant gap. Jalen Green number two, significant gap. And then a cluster of players where you're going to have to try and mine for the best of the rest available. Why it was so important to actually win the draft lottery. Even though there wasn't a guy that felt like LeBron, there wasn't going to be anybody like that or nobody at the top where you knew the top of the draft, you were getting a superstar player. But it felt like there was a significant gap, and we talked about it all leading up to the draft. And I am so comfortable with the pick that they made and kind of been sitting here thinking about the Jalen Green crowd for a few weeks. And I hope the Jalen Green crowd can warm up to Cade Cunningham. I hope we can all just get along, because Cade Cunningham is doing some things that rarely gets done at his age, and you know we should embrace this moment, because it feels like it's the beginning of what's going to be pretty damn special.
Right now, he looks like he's definitely the class of the class, and yet there are a couple guys that are going to be competing for that title when all is said and done. Scottie Barnes has had a nice season to start off with Toronto. As well, in comparison, where he's averaging almost 15 points a game, almost 8 rebounds, and over 3 assists. I mean, he's played very well.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.